Nathan DeYoung here at the 88th National FFA Convention Expo with the Grain Production Placement SAE Award winner, Devin Foster from the state of Kansas. Devin, what are you feeling right now?
I'm excited, kind of speechless. It was pretty nerve-wracking this whole week, and I was just kind of waiting for this moment and just going to be happy with whatever happened.
Take a moment and describe what your SAE was about.
I work for my family farm in southeast Kansas, and we farm 7,000 acres, row crop operation of corn, wheat, and also beans. And there I help with tillage practices, operate a planter, and also operate a combine during harvest.
What's been the biggest challenge of your SAE program?
Kind of getting ready was the biggest challenge, and, also finding the time, because being very active in my high school, it was hard to find the time to get that work in, but I still managed to find the time, and I love to work on the farm.
Who's been the biggest role model or influential person in your SAE?
I think my brother, because my brother was also a national finalist, and he kind of set the stage, and so he always kind of pushed me and was there to kind of judge me and tell me how I was doing or if I was doing good or doing bad, and so it was good to have him around.
If you could give one piece of advice to an FFA member that wants to start an SAE program, what would it be?
Be active. You gotta do other things than just SAEs, and so that was kind of my big deal and push was, you be active in your FFA chapter.
So National Convention comes to a close. What are the next steps for yourself?
Try and make it back next year with another proficiency award.
That's awesome. Congratulations, Devin. Devin Foster from from Kansas in the Grain Production Placement SAE area, sponsored by the National FFA Foundation and National FFA Organization.